Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, January 8th. So excited to have you guys tuned in tonight. I see the lines lighting up. And tonight's guest is Susan Bennett, and she's going to come on and introduce herself. And while I'm introducing, before I introduce Susan, let me just say to you guys, I don't know for those of you who may be watching the Golden Globes or even care, Viola Davis just won a Golden Globe, so just want to say congratulations to her. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch and turn it over to my sister Denise, and she has some news and more information for you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's show. And again, yes, we're very excited about the Golden Globe Awards tonight, and also congratulations to Tracee Ellis Ross on her win as well. And just wanted to remind you quickly about ISSE Long Beach that's taking place on January 28th in Long Beach, California. If you need tickets still, you can go out to probeauty.org. Again, that's ISSE in Long Beach on January 28th in Long Beach, California. You can, like I said, you can go to probeauty.org for tickets. And then the entry process deadline for NAHA 2017 is in February. So please make sure you get your entries in quickly before the deadline. If you need more information on that as well, you can go to probeauty.org. And for those of you who are attending IMATS LA this weekend coming up, please attend for us and have a good time. We thought we were going to be able to make it, but we're not able to make it due to work starting later this week and next week. So please go out to IMATS LA and have a good time. And for information on that, you can go to imatsla.com, and you can check out information on ticket prices, classes, and vendor information as well. So please stay tuned as we hear from one of our sponsors.
Has your face felt dry and tight, or does it hold oils like a sponge? If the answer is yes, what you need is a Facial. That's right, and not just any facial, but a FaceTox Organic Facial. Listen, the FaceTox Organic Blend, it's free of parabens, it's vegan, and mixed with 100% organic rose water. And this water binds your face and works right away as it slowly begins to dry. You see, when the organic rose is mixed with the FaceTox Blend, it creates a negative charge and will prevent and even draw out your blackheads, reduce the appearance of scars, even skin tone, draw out external toxins, heal and rejuvenate skin tissue, and it will even unclog and shrink your pores. FaceTox is probably the most powerful face mask you will ever use because the benefits to your skin are endless. Listeners of our show can receive a 20% discount by simply using the discount code BEAUTY20. FaceTox organic face masks are perfect for all skin types. So what are you waiting for? Order yours right now at FaceTox.com. Your skin will thank you.
All right, a big thank you to FaceTox. And I just want to remind those of you who are listening by phone, if you have a comment or a question, please press the option to speak with the host, and that way we'll know that you have a question or a comment. Other than that, we won't know. So make sure you press the option to speak with the host, okay? All right, without further ado, welcome to the show, Season. Glad to have you back on the line with us.
Thank you for the invite. I'm glad to be here. It's been, about a year now?
I think it's been about a year, yeah.
Well, glad to be back.
Well, Season, why don't we start the show off with you introducing yourself to those who, you know, weren't on the call the last time you were on the phone with us. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners and just let them, give them an idea of who you are.
Okay, sure. So my name is Season Bennett. A lot of people know me as the Social Barber. That's all of my social media, my website, everything is under the Social Barber, and a lot of people call me the Social Barber. I am not a barber. I'm actually a certified social media strategist, and my husband and I own Headlines Barbershop in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I got into the beauty business because I wrote a book called The Social Barber because I wanted to help barbers and hairstylists and makeup artists and nail technicians and cosmetologists learn how to market themselves on social media the right way, a way that will produce results.
Nice. Nice. Now, has anything changed with you and what you do since the last time we spoke with you?
You know what? I really can't remember a year ago. I'm so sorry.
No.
I probably can't remember some things last month. I'm always just going, and I love it. Some of the big things with me are I've had an opportunity to speak with a lot of different people. I really do have a passion for this, which is kind of crazy. I actually have a background in technology, and so mm-hmm. I really have a passion for trying to make this easier. There's a lot of concepts in social media that are kind of complicated, and I really want to make those easy. So I've actually written some computer programs. I know it sounds intimidating, but it's not. I actually made it super easy for everybody to be successful on social media.
Nice. So I know, you know, beforehand when you and I talked, we had some things in particular that we wanted to talk about. But I had a few do's and don'ts that I wanted to kind of throw out there and get your take on them.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So let me pull it up here. The first one is, I guess, I don't know if you want to say if they're like true or false, or if you want to expand on them or what have you.
Should I say
whatever
agree
you want to
or
do.
Don't agree?
Okay, so the first one is, do engage your peers, both current and future. Ask, answer questions, join conversations in groups, comment on others' updates, retweet, etc.
Yes, but I want to add on to that because I think a lot of times one of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of barber and beauty professionals making is that they are only engaging their peers. I think that it's so important that they engage potential customers. That's what's missing, is that people are getting really caught up in hashtagging popular beauty and barbering accounts. And if you – now, I want to say this. if you are a person that has a product that can be sent out, or, you know, a national makeup artist like yourselves, or then that could be effective. However, if you are someone that wants to get local customers, that's not going to help you get more customers. Your customers are not in the peer group.
Right. So what should we do to get local customers? Should we be hashtagging our local towns?
We should be using Season's hashtag generator. That's what we should be using.
I was just about to talk about that. So this is one of the things that I have done to make life easier for people trying to get local customers into their business. Is I actually coded a custom hashtag generator for Instagram. I know it sounds intimidating. It's super easy. But basically the way it works is that all you have to do is you log in and you just answer a few questions about yourself, where you live, your business, where you work. And, you know, my hashtag generator goes to work in the background and puts all the hashtags together that you should be using to attract customers in your local area. So it's so easy. It'll email you the exact hashtags that you should use, and you can just cut and paste them and save them in a note on your phone, and then you can just copy and paste them each time you post on Instagram. Super easy.
Now,
so let me talk to you a little bit more, because you asked me a question. You said, should we be talking about our local city? Definitely. So, for instance, let's say if you are a makeup artist in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a makeup artist in Chicago, then you would definitely want to use hashtag Chicago, hashtag Chicago IL for Illinois, right? Hashtag Chicago MUA, right? Makeup artist. And those type of things will help people that are on Instagram find you, okay? Instagram is actually not very smart. You have to be smarter than Instagram, meaning that if someone is looking for a makeup artist in Chicago, if they look for hashtag Chicago, they're going to get everything in Chicago. If they look for hashtag makeup artist, they're going to get all the makeup artists in the world. But if they want to find makeup artists in Chicago, hashtag Chicago makeup artist. So it's like the hashtag generator does all that for you. So if that just like went way over your head, don't worry. I got you. If you use my hashtag generator, I will give you all the hashtags that you need to attract the people in your area to you and to your business.
So, Season, what do you think about? Because there was a time when, let's just say I'm on Twitter, and then and I'm on Facebook, and then it's like the same people that you're following you on Twitter and that's following you on Twitter, you know, are hitting you up on Facebook to be friends on Facebook. And then it's like now Instagram comes along, and then it's like the same people are hitting you up to be your friends on Instagram and then LinkedIn. And it's like, I don't like having the same friends on all of my social media accounts, because I feel like you can't attract customers when everybody's your friend.
Well, that is true. Now, that depends on the way that you're marketing. Now, a lot of people, if they're not using the right hashtag, it's only their friends that will see their posts, okay? They might see their posts, because every time you post something on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everybody doesn't see it. Even all your followers do not see it. And so to some extent, there is some value posting across all of those networks the same thing, because even if you have the same friends and the same followers across all those platforms, not all of them will see it. There's kind of like what I like to call like the lifespan of your post, okay? Depending on how many followers you have, how many people are following you, your post may only be alive for 15 minutes or 1 hour or 1 day, okay? That's during the time that you'll get the most engagement is during that time. And so, you can kind of spread it out. But to your point, I think you're asking me about how can you get people that you don't know to engage with you and find you. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so hashtags are so important, okay? Hashtags are so important. That's how people find you that don't know you, okay? And most people who are out here with businesses, they want to attract clients, they need the right hashtag. They need to know how to find people that are looking for them. Now, you mentioned Twitter. Now, one thing that's a little crazy about Twitter, okay, a little kind of this love-hate relationship with Twitter, okay, but one thing that I find really interesting about Twitter is the fact that the hashtags, they're really cool as far as when you have an event, you can see everything that everybody's talking about. However, you can go search for people on Twitter that are looking for you. So you can actually, Twitter's like, it's got this crazy search feature. It's like Google on steroids. And so you can actually go out there and you will find people in your area that are like, hey, does anybody know a good makeup artist in Chicago? People are actually out and they're not using any hashtags and you can go find them. So that's one thing
right.
I love about Twitter. Yep.
Now, I heard you mention Instagram more than anything tonight. Do you think Instagram is probably one of the most used social media networks out there? And do you also think it's one of the best for gaining clients?
Okay, Instagram is my absolute favorite. I think the way that the, even though I said Instagram wasn't smart, okay, Instagram is probably one of the best platforms for connecting with people you don't know, and it's all about the hashtags. The hashtags are king on Instagram. Using the right hashtags will attract people to, you know, it's all about hashtags. Like literally all the strategies that I talk about with connecting with new customers, they work amazingly on Instagram. I mean, from day one when I just decided to start my Instagram account on The Social Barber, I always had tons of engagement from day one because of the hashtags. Actually, one of the easiest places to target your audience. Like I can literally go look for the people that I want to be customers, let's say at my barbershop, right? I can go look. It's so easy to find them on Instagram. It's super easy.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And I do think for beauty professionals, I think Instagram is the best because barbers, hairstylists, makeup artists, nail technicians, they're artists. And so, you know, once you've created this art, post a picture right there. You know, having a high-quality image of your work is automatically going to attract people. It's automatically because of the fact that Instagram is picture-based. I mean, that is works to your benefit.
Well, speaking of pictures, let me ask you this question. How would you handle this? Okay, so for my sister and I, we are makeup artists mainly for film, feature film and television. So when we're working with an actress, we can't, sure, just as a personal picture, if we take their picture and they're in their wardrobe for their movie or television show, we can't post that before the show actually comes out.
Okay.
All right. So then if you get them on the trailer and let's say you do their makeup and it's a great makeup, but they don't want to take a picture because their hair is not done.
Okay.
And then by the time their hair is done, before you might take a picture, they may have to get into their wardrobe really fast. So if it's hard for you to kind of show a lot of your work right away, How can we continue to promote ourselves if we're not really showing our work? Like by the time we show our work, it may be a year later or several months later.
Okay, well, if you can talk about what you're doing, I think it would be really exciting for a lot of people. You guys are where everybody wants to be, right, in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to come show yourself coming up to the gate, the security gate,
mm-hmm.
show some of the, if you know, if you're allowed, show some of the trailers. You can show the
mm-hmm.
area where they have all the food laid out, where everybody eats, and you're like, hey, this is for the staff. I think a lot of videos, a lot of these Instagram stories, Snapchat pictures, the behind the scenes is going to be super key for you. So getting those behind the scenes, you know, pictures, and even, you know, if you talk to some of the people that are willing, it depends on who, you know, some people are down, some people are not, but if you have any actors and actresses that are super excited about, you know, helping you out and helping you market
right.
your business and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm trying to do. Do you mind? Or can I catch you before or after? Or, you know, I'm really, you know, always trying to build my business. I have so much time in between, you know, the time I can show and kind of explain to them. Some people are willing and, you know, some people really just aren't. And that's just their personality. But I think if you explain
right.
it to some people and kind of, you know, just be strategic and You know, you and your sister, you guys can, you know, take turns of reminding each other, you know, it's so good that you guys work together, reminding each other, hey, we didn't get a picture, or here's our backstage pass. Here's, you know what I mean? A lot of people love that. Like if you're in LA
right.
or something, here's a picture of the Hollywood sign. Here we are on the Walk of Fame. Here we are
right.
At the movie premiere, at the red carpet premiere. If you walk the red carpet, you know, I had the pleasure of walking the blue carpet at the Neighborhood Awards one time. So, I mean, stuff like that, people love, you know, the behind the scenes and just, you know, your experience in you know, is so different from so many other people's
right.
experiences. And so if you show what's different, I think that would be exciting. And then if you can, even if you don't show the people, if you can talk about, you know, if you can talk about whose makeup that you're doing that day, if you can pose
mm-hmm.
on a picture next to the door, their dressing room sign with their name on it, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you just confirmed some of the things that we've been discussing about how we're gonna do coming up in a few weeks when we start the fourth season of our show. So you just kind of
uh-huh.
confirmed some of the things that some of the ideas we just kind of threw out. So that's good to hear.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
As long as we're
that's
not
like
showing
a lot
any locations.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Turn the locations off. Okay.
Can't have everybody come to set.
But also, you can actually even upload, like, Instagram stories, Snapchat videos,
mm-hmm.
all that. You can upload them after you're done. You don't have to do them there in the moment. I know a lot of people like to do that, but you brought up a great point for safety reasons. Sometimes it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Take a video really quickly. Take a picture. Upload them later.
Right. Exactly. Exactly, yeah. Film and TV is a little different
mm-hmm.
from it's a little different from, you know, like if it was a photo shoot or for an award show or something like that. It's a little different.
Right. And there's a lot of confidentiality and just different,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have different restrictions that other people wouldn't have.
Right. But everything that you said, we are allowed to do as long as, you know, like if as far as us doing the videos, you know, as long
uh-huh.
as you have an actor, as long as you have an actor who's willing to do it and they don't mind, you know, some actors come in and they don't care that they haven't gone through hair yet. They feel like their
uh-huh.
hair looks decent enough and they don't mind the videos, you know.
Right.
And then
exactly.
there are some that just have to have that hair done first. So you just kind of have to know who to ask and who not to ask.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, so here's another one. Do promote
uh-huh.
yourself. Share your accomplishments, articles you've written, professional challenges you've overcome, et cetera. But don't come across as a braggart. It's a fine line.
That's true. It is true. But guess what? No one is going to promote you more than you. No one.
Right.
Do not sit back and think that somebody else is going to brag about you more than yourself. To make sure that, you know, if that is a selling point, you got to let people know. And I know that's something that I had struggled with, even in corporate America, to be honest, is, you know, about tooting your own horn. But people won't know. They won't know. So it's kind of awkward. And sometimes people that look at it as bragging, it's really not your fault. It's something that it could be some other underlying thing with them. And so if you're proud, anything that you've accomplished, you should feel very proud. You should never feel that you should have to save it to yourself or not say it for, you know, for fear of insulting somebody or sound like you're bragging. You should let people know the things that you've accomplished, okay? Now, however they want to take it, right, then
mm-hmm.
they want to take it. And sometimes you can't control the way people take things. You know, but if we're talking about business, making money, which, you know, I love to talk about that instead of gaining followers, right? I like to talk about getting customers. And if you're talking about getting customers and you have a lot of accolades and a lot of accomplishments, you should always let people know.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you mentioned followers. What's the big
uh-huh.
deal with followers? What's the big deal? Why is it so important? You know, there's people who want to be brand ambassadors, you know, or there are bloggers who have a large following, and those are the ones that companies send product to. What's really the big deal about followers? Because the way I look at it, you know, and I get some people's point, but then when you're working all the time, you're not going to be on social media all the time, you know, being engaging and posting and doing all the things that you do to get the followers. What's really the big deal
mm-hmm.
about it?
Okay, so I'm really okay. So I gotta apologize. I know you know me, Denise. So I'm just gonna. But for everybody else who's listening, I'm gonna apologize ahead of time. Trust me that everything I say on here is all out of love. But let me just tell you, that is one of the biggest sources of frustration I have, is people getting really excited about followers, because anybody knows you can buy followers, and a lot of people do, including celebrities. Guys, I'm just keeping it real right now, okay? I'm keeping it real. People are buying followers, and it really sometimes is infuriating that people put so much weight on followers, because at the end of the day, followers cannot pay your bills, okay?
Right.
That's why I really, you know, it's kind of frustrating that people put so much importance on followers, okay? Now, if you are really marketing your business, like, you know, followers is definitely a measure. Like, I don't want to completely take away, followers and how much that means. I mean, I started a repost, or a barber repost, or some people call it a feature page. And in a very short period of time, I have actually, gotten to over 67,000 followers. So that's definitely some type of accomplishment, okay? So let's not take that away. However, if you're a local makeup artist, a local barber, a local hairstylist, and you want to attract clients, you know, anybody can go buy followers, okay? The real people, right, that are really about their business, about marketing, they're thinking about ways to get in touch with the people outside of social media, okay? That's what they really want to do. Because, I mean, we all know, just like you mentioned earlier, it's like, oh, Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram, and now we got Instagram stories and we got Snapchat. It's all these, people face fights. Like, okay, now everybody's really excited about going live on Instagram, right, because it's new. And then there's the next new thing, and really in social media, the teens are the ones that set the trends, right? And so the teens,
right,
all the old people, right? They're like, oh, the old people are on here, so we're leaving. We're going to Snapchat now, or whatever it is, right? So if you have a follower, let's say BlueBunny242, okay, I'm just going to throw that out there, okay? We have no idea who that is, okay? We see these crazy names on social media. You having a follower means nothing, okay? Now, if you can email BlueBunny242 outside of Instagram, you have a way to get in touch with them outside of Instagram, now we're talking, okay? Because let's say all of a sudden BlueBunny242 is like, you know what, they're a follower on your page, they followed you, but they're not on there anymore. They don't go on Instagram anymore, because now they're like, oh, all the old people are on Instagram. I'm hanging out on Snafu or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm making it up. You know, there's a new one all the time, okay? And then now you've lost touch with that person, okay? Now, people change social media all the time. They try it out. They like it. They don't like it. But people don't change email addresses as often. In addition, you have ways you have a lot less competition in somebody's email inbox than you do on social media. Okay, there's so many videos, posts, all these memes all day long. People are looking, they're bombarded with thousands of images every day. Now, if you can get in touch with them and keep in touch with them outside of social media, now we're talking, okay? Now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
So that's where we're talking email list and sending out email to them, okay? The biggest mistake I see people making on social media, is it the biggest or one of the really big ones, is people are thinking that social media is, once you've got these followers, you did something. It's like, no, you're at a party. Social media is a party. You don't want to be the weird person at the party trying to sell your product and pass out your business card. Look, we're hanging out. We're at a party, okay? Have fun. Have a little bit of fun. Let people know you're fun. They're like, hey, so what do you do? You know, they're dancing a little bit to the music. They're having a good time on social media. So they need to know, they're hanging out with you, okay? They're having fun.
Right.
Now, when you want to talk business, it's not cool to talk business at the party, okay? But you're like, hey, you seem pretty cool. Let's get in touch after the party, right? That's how they join your email list. Let's hang out another time. I want to hear more. You might be able to help me with my business. Or, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be going to this huge gala next month. I totally need a makeup artist, okay? For me and my 5 best friends, we like to get dressed together, okay? And that's where you're like, okay, sure. Let me get your email address. I have some specials next month. I'm going to email everybody and let them know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the end-all, be-all, is really getting those emails.
Right. You know, I'm listening to you, and I can kind of visualize in my mind what you're doing. Like, I can see the red lipstick. I can see. And
yes.
The reason why I say that is because I first discovered you on Periscope.
That's right.
And, you know, almost around the same time every night. And, you know, the first time I discovered you, I tried to catch you like every night. And
yeah.
I know your following has grown from just being on Periscope. Talk
right.
to me a little bit about Periscope. Now that there's live videos everywhere, talk to me a little bit about Periscope. Is it still great for artists such as myself and for other, you know, for barbers and hairstylists? Is that still a great platform? And, you know, what do we do now that you're able to do live video everywhere? Like if I have a huge following on Periscope, do I stay on Periscope and also go over to Instagram, or how do I handle that?
Okay, great question, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a big proponent of scheduling social media in advance, okay, including my Instagram posts. But you can't schedule live broadcasts. You just can't. I mean, it would be, oh, my God, it would be so amazing. You just can't, okay? So you've got to be there. And you've got, you know, we're all super busy. As much as, you know, we would love to spend all day and all night on social media, I mean, we really have lives, okay? And the reason why we have these businesses is so that we can enhance our lifestyle and spend time with our family, some of us, okay? And we just don't have time to do social media all day and night, okay? So realistically, what I would do if I had a large following on Periscope, I would go ahead and I would stick with Periscope, you know? But I will say this. These are my observations. It seems like there's a certain group that's on Periscope. Like there's a certain group that's there, okay? Now, for me, I'm always thinking, you know, Instagram has always been my largest platform. So I was really excited when Instagram, you know, had live broadcasting, even though they have not granted it to everybody, including to my social barber account. So a lot of time I broadcast from my barber takeover account. At the end of the day, we know, like, I would definitely give priority on Facebook, okay, always, okay? And I'll tell you why, okay? I would totally give priority to one. Now that Facebook allows everybody to broadcast, I would broadcast from my Facebook fan page. I see a lot of beauty professionals using their personal account to share their posts and to broadcast their business. I wouldn't do that. I would go ahead and I'd put it on my fan page, broadcast from my fan page, get people in the habit of coming to your business page to hear about your business, right? Facebook actually told us that they're going to give preference, and, you know, Facebook's got this algorithm, so, you know, you don't see everybody's posts on Facebook, which is so annoying. You're like, this person's on Facebook all day and all night, and this person I never see. I thought we were friends, you know? Facebook decides for you what you find interesting, okay? But we don't know. There's over 1,000 things that go into the algorithm. We don't even know what they are. But we do know Facebook told us that they give preference to Facebook Live in the mobile newsfeed. Everybody's on their cell phones, okay? That's where we want to be. We want to be at the top of the mobile cell phone feed. That's where we want to be. And so Facebook told us that. And so if they're telling us that, this is the largest social media platform in the world, you know, more than a billion people log into Facebook every day. That's when we want to be super popular, okay? At the end of the day, old people are not hanging out. We want to be popular on Facebook, okay? I think we can all agree about that. So I would totally, you know, if you have a large following on Periscope, definitely do that every day. If you can add a second phone or a second device and broadcast simultaneously on Facebook Live, I would probably go ahead and do that as well, okay? I wouldn't try to kill myself. What you could do is you could actually set up a schedule and, you know, let people, just like you said, you expected me at a certain time every night, let people know, hey, on Mondays, I'm on Facebook. At Tuesdays, I'm on Periscope. And let people know where you're going to broadcast, and maybe you can share the wealth across all your platforms.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You've just confirmed a couple more things as well with just answering that. But I'm going to take a call right now, so let's see what we got here. Hold on. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Dre the Barber. I'm a fellow educator in the Carolinas with CSUN.
Hi, Dre.
Nice.
Hey, how you doing? I don't know exactly who am I speaking to. Am I speaking to CSUN?
I'm
not
here.
Not yet. There she goes.
Oh,
I'm here.
Yet. Okay. Yes, I'm Dre.
Hey, Dre.
Hey, CSUN. Like you had said, I mean, I had used your generator twice. And it was a success for me, especially in the rural area that I'm in, right outside of Charlotte. But even though the barbershop has a strong following, you still kind of want to create a following for yourself. That's why I used the generator. And I found out that there were certain hashtags that clients were using to try to find a barber, whether they're new to the area or whether they're trying to find a new barber, period. And it worked
right out.
I've seen probably about a 40% increase in my clientele ever since I started that. And I use
really?
It both through Facebook. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it's all about being consistent also. So that's my
mm-hmm.
little testimony, and that's also a thank you to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've done classes together, but I've never had the opportunity mm-hmm. to tell you the success from the generator.
So let me ask you I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question because, you know, I noticed, like, when it comes down to the beauty industry and small business professionals, it all comes down to the dollars and cents. So, I mean, when you say 40%, I like to talk about, like, you know, I like to estimate dollars. So the way that I usually do that is I say, okay, what is the average, you know, amount that a new customer spends with you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be about $25.
Okay,
and that's
about $25. Do the new customers usually come? Like, what's your average? Is it every other week, every 3 weeks, once a week?
I'll say every bi-weekly. Customers are usually bi-weekly.
Okay, usually bi-weekly. So each customer mm-hmm. is spending, each new customer is spending about an extra $50 a month with you, each new customer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to talk offline, but I need to get some calculations on how many people that is, a 40% increase. That's a lot of dough there, Dre.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough, especially with tax season coming up.
Let me ask you this, Dre. Exactly where outside of Charlotte are you?
I'm in Rock Hill. I'm actually a barber
Rock Hill,
at Platinum
okay.
Cut. Mm-hmm. I'm a
okay.
barber at Platinum Cut Barbershop, and we won the Neighborhood Awards last year. We won the Neighborhood Awards last year. Yeah.
I know.
So,
we lost. My barbershop lost to their barbershop last year.
Oh.
Well,
what's your Twitter handle?
I do not use Twitter. That is the one that's not on here. Those were my two questions. Number one, I wanted to find out more about Twitter, in which I was listening in. And number two was I wanted to kind of beef up my like page on Facebook.
What's your Instagram?
Okay.
My Instagram is Dre the Barber 1987.
Okay.
And so it's DREDABARBER 1987.
Okay, we'll follow you on from Beauty Talk.
Okay.
Okay, so good questions. Your first one is around, you said beefing up your Facebook like page.
Yes, my Facebook
okay.
like page is almost inactive.
Okay. So there's a couple things. Well, actually, there's a lot of things, but I play around with running the ads, but really the majority of what I get is free on my Facebook fan page. So a fan page, for people who aren't familiar, it's the page that you have to like. You don't have to be friends with the page. Even if you're not on Facebook, a lot of people don't realize you can access these business pages. And if you don't have one, Facebook might make you get one. Okay. If you have a name like Dre the Barber on Facebook, they might say, hey, wait a minute, we need you to have a like page. Okay, they've been doing that lately. But basically, a lot of people don't like to use the Facebook fan pages because the engagement has been low. The formula that I was telling you that Facebook has, they're actually, like, I think they want us to pay for ads. And so they've been making the engagement super low. So one thing that you could do is broadcast. Like I mentioned, I'm actually broadcasting live right now on Facebook from my Facebook fan page, okay? So this is the thing, though. This is something I want to tell all the barbers out there and hairstylists, okay, about live broadcasting. Like, it's super boring to watch you guys cut hair on live, okay? I just want to let people know, okay? It's super boring. And even for makeup artists, you know, like, it's really cool when they have, like, the time-lapse videos, but, like, when you guys keep going over the same piece of face or the same piece of hair, like, 100 times, for the people who don't know a lot about it, it's kind of, like, boring. Like, it doesn't make people want to come to your broadcast, okay? So when you do the live broadcasting, it's good to make either, if you are going to be cutting hair, if you can get somebody to hold the camera for you and ask the questions while you're working. You can explain to, you know, somebody else. Because it's, what is the difference from live broadcasting than a video than if you're not going to interact with the people?
True.
You're 100% right.
Okay, you could just take a video and upload it. Why are you on live, okay? So if you're going to be on live, hey, cut hair, but get somebody else to hold your phone and read the questions and the comments to you so you can at least interact with people. If you're not interacting, like, people are going to be in and out of your broadcast, like, so fast, okay? They're going to be like, this is so boring, all right? And a lot of people.
I definitely use that on my like page.
Yes, and Dre, a lot of people who are watching you, like, now, maybe another barber would find your broadcast. And I know you are an educator, so that might help you. But it's but maybe another barber might want to watch what you're doing, okay? But if you are looking for local customers probably won't find that super exciting. But if they're able to ask you questions like, wow, how were they able to grow their beard so long? Or how does their beard look so moisturized? Mine is always so dry. Mine won't grow. Or how did they get theirs to look so full? Those are questions that customers might be interested in asking, but if you're not looking at the camera, you can't answer them. You know, you don't want to, if somebody has joined your broadcast and they're interested enough to ask you a question, I need you to answer them, okay?
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
So start broadcast, and you can start broadcasting from your fan page. You can even share it over to your personal page. If people are now used to watching you on your personal page, you can share it over there, but really have the actual broadcast be on your fan page. Like, I really need you guys to do that.
I actually just discovered that last night, that you could broadcast from the fan page. I was so excited about that.
Yes,
yeah, because
yes,
for me, my personal page, honestly, for me, means nothing when it comes to business and work. You know, I throw all of that on the fan page. So if I'm going to do a live video, I'm going to be on the fan page.
And you can actually invite, like, because a lot of people come and they, you know, are my friend on Facebook. And, you know, I don't want to insult anybody, but I know if they come and watch me on my personal page is a lot of videos of my daughter doing funny things. There's a lot of family stuff. And they're like, this is, she seems so exciting on Periscope. This is so boring, right? Guys, my personal page, if you want to learn about business, my personal page is not the way to do it, okay? I'm definitely not barely ever talking business on my personal page. So, but if you have a lot of people who will find you on your personal page, you can invite them to like your fan page.
Right, exactly.
You can share your fan page with them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the season. I definitely appreciate that. Well, I guess I'll see you at the next hair show. All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Dre.
Thank you, Dre.
Thank y'all.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, I know we've been kind of talking about the do's and don'ts, but if there were three things that every artist should do on social media, what would be the three most important things?
Okay, the do's, okay. Do post every day.
Okay.
Okay. I know that's hard, but guess what? We're talking about making money. So it's going to help you stand out. Most people don't do that. So do post every day. Do be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want somebody to come to your account and be positive and uplifted. I don't want to, if you're having a bad day, just step away from social media, okay? So be positive. let's see, post every day. Let's see. Do have a brand. That was kind of weird with do, right? But mm-hmm. for me, I see a lot of people, this is going to take, it does take a little extra effort, but I see a lot of people, they like a certain quote that they see somebody else post, and they just kind of snapshot it. And then they just, mm-hmm. and you could tell they snapshot, you see part of the other person's likes, and so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that if you just give 5 minutes, you see a post you like, you know, use your custom color scheme and slap your logo on there. Like, it really probably would take you 5 minutes. Like, I love using this app called WordSwag. It's now available for Android, but I think it's like $4.99, something like that. You only pay it one time. You don't pay every month, but you can really get some really good-looking posts, custom posts. You can use it, a picture. It's actually got quotes in it already. So you don't even have to think about quotes if you don't want to. And it allows you to – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's called what again?
Word Swag. So
Word Swag.
WORD SWAG, Word Swag. And it actually allows you to even add your own pictures. And it even is set up so that it will watermark for you. So you can add.
Oh,
yeah, it's got everything you need. It makes it so easy to look so professional. Once you use the app, you're gonna say, wait a minute, all of these huge social media marketing people are using this app. And it was like $5, and it's so easy. I actually have it's got so many features. If you go to my YouTube channel, I actually went ahead and created a video for it because I'm like, this app is like everything people need to know.
Now, you said post every day. You said post every day.
Mm-hmm.
How often should we be posting each day? Should we do it just once, or should it be like 3 times, or how many times a day?
Well, I want everybody just to start at one. Just start at one and just be consistent, okay? Consistency
mm-hmm.
is everything. People get, like, super excited. They're like, you know what? That's it. This is my New Year's resolution. 2017 is my year. New year, new me, right? We've all heard these before. And people are like, I'm going to post on social media every day, 6 times a day. And, you know, they get really excited and, you know, maybe the first day they do 10 posts, the next day they do 6, and then, you know, 2 weeks later they do 1, and then you don't see them for 6 weeks. You know, I really like, you know, if you can just do 1 post a day, you actually don't even have to think about it every day if you don't want to. You can sit down and say, I'm going to give myself 1 hour to think about my marketing for the week, and just set
mm-hmm.
everything up at the beginning of the week.
Right. And schedule it.
But shoot for 1 time a day, every day. That's a huge goal. It doesn't sound like it, but it really is a huge goal, and it will take some practice.
On all social media platforms or just your favorite?
Let's start with our favorite first, okay? Now, a lot of them, you know, they have ways that you can share. So if you are on, let's say, Instagram, right? My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You can post on Instagram. You can click a couple buttons. You can share to Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, a few others I haven't heard of, you know, I don't use. But you can actually share. As soon as you are posting, you can share it all at the same time.
Speaking of sharing, from Instagram, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from Instagram, you can only share, when you're sharing to Facebook, it only goes to your friend page. It doesn't go to your like page, correct?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Okay. So now if you have a Instagram has business pages. Okay?
Right.
You have to have a Facebook fan page to have an Instagram business page. If you connect your Instagram business page to your Facebook fan page, when you share, it will share to your fan page.
Okay, but if I'm doing my page that's just with my name on Instagram, and I'm not setting my page that's under my name as a business page, I'm not going to be able to share to my like page on Facebook.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's going to share to your personal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it. You have to set it up as a business page.
Right, or else you could share it. You know, you could always go in Instagram and you can, you know, click those three little dots in the top right-hand corner and click, you know, copy the link URL, and you could just paste that on your Facebook. It's not as easy as a couple extra steps than just clicking the share button, but you can actually copy that actual URL to your post and put it on your fan page. You could do that as well.
Gotcha. Nice. That's good information.
So let's talk about Snapchat for a bit.
Sure.
Now, everybody enjoyed Snapchat for a while, and I think people still do. And then Instagram came along, and there was one particular day where all you saw on social media was how wrong it was for Instagram to steal Snapchat's ideas.
Right.
So what do you think about Snapchat as a social media platform, and what are some of the changes that you've seen lately on Snapchat?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, Snapchat is not – I use Snapchat. It's not my total favorite because – and I'm going to tell you why. I spend a lot of time planning my social media. I kind of – the way that my social media works is that I like my social media to be a portfolio. So I work very hard on producing my content and making sure that it's fluid, that it makes sense, that even somebody that newly discovers me will have access to a plethora of information that they can use. And so with the way that Snapchat works, if you're not on Snapchat, is that once you post something, it disappears within 24 hours. I'm like, yikes, I don't want that. So for me, that's not one of my favorites. Like, what I do like to do with Snapchat, though, is I like to go ahead and promote different things. Like, hey, catch me over here. I'm going live. I've got a class. I've got a free class. I've got a webinar. I've got this or that going on, and invite people in that way. One thing, though, that I've noticed with a lot of younger people, right? It's not old when I say that, but a lot of younger people, is that whereas on Instagram, if you send a direct message to a large account on Instagram, I mean, the likelihood of somebody seeing your message is extremely low. I mean, like, ridiculously low. However, somebody on Snapchat who has a large following, you know, I'm not saying a celebrity, but even somebody in your industry that has a large following, if you send them a direct snap, right, you snap them or send them a direct message on Snapchat, I've had tons of people respond right back to me. People with huge accounts on Instagram, and surely they have huge accounts, you know.
That's true.
You can't see the followers on Snapchat, but, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
You have easier access to those people on Snapchat. And a lot of younger people, I've noticed, are quicker to answer a snap than they are a text message, which is so interesting to me. But but if you send, you know, if you send a personal message on Snapchat, it gets somebody's attention so much quicker. They're like, wow, they sent me a personal message? So I think there's some power in that, just that alone. You know, if you have some people that you want to connect with them on Snapchat, so much easier to access them.
Absolutely. Wow, this is some good stuff. Let me throw a couple more of those do's and don'ts at you and see what we come up with. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see here. Don't share too much information, especially information of a personal nature. I think we all know this.
Yes. But it does. There is some value in showing some things about your life. Like, in general, I mean, you know, maybe 10 to 20%. But really, like I said, stay under the do, keep it positive, right? But the thing is that at the end of the day, let's be honest, TMZ, we've got all these crazy blogs about celebrities. People are nosy. Let's be honest. people are nosy. Let's show them what we want them to look at. Okay? Let's show them, hey, you want to know about my life? Here's my business. Check it out. These are some of the things I'm working on, right? Show them what we want them to see.
Exactly. Then there's one that says, you know, don't forget who you're talking to on social media. For instance, on Facebook, you are sharing information with your friends, those people who, you know, have requested to be your friend. Whereas on Twitter, you're sharing information with everyone, period. It's a public social media network.
Right.
Should we be trying to, in terms of reaching customers, should we be doing anything different on those two social media outlets because of who our audience is, or does it matter?
Well, okay, so two things. First of all, I'm going to encourage anybody that has a business to use their fan page or their like page, their business page on Facebook. That's just going to be anybody across the board. So, you know, I would be talking to the public, okay? Now, in addition, I want to add that even on your personal page, you should have no expectation of privacy, okay?
Right.
We have seen so many stories about people sharing their personal views on their personal page about things, and people snapshotting it. It gets shared. They've gotten fired from their jobs. They've had criminal charges. So, you know, I would always think that we are talking to the public when we're on social media, okay? No matter what account you're on, everybody can see it. You can never delete it, okay? Coming from my technology background, there's no such thing as delete. Even if you can't see it, it's on the server. It's somewhere, okay? It's somewhere. It can be recovered, okay? There's no delete. There's snapshots, you know, screenshots. There's no delete, okay? So I would always, you know, if you're talking business, I would always be speaking to the public. Always, always, always keep that in mind. You know, to kind of take back what you said earlier, I would take it back to that. I would definitely always be thinking about safety, not sharing your exact location, okay, where you are, maybe, you know, uploading things at a later time and tagging your location, things like that. You have to be safe. You have to remember, you know, use your location. That's a great way to advertise and to draw attention to yourself. But do it wisely, okay? Do it very wisely and be careful while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
It's fun, but be safe.
Right. Here's a good one. It says, do network in fertile soil. That is, make sure you are interacting in trusted communities. So I think about, like, on Facebook in those group pages.
Okay.
What do you think about that word? You think that's important?
I agree, but I'd like to add to that. I think you should always be social. Always. If anybody makes a comment on your page, whether you're in the group, whether you're not, you should always be social. That is the thing. I love to say don't forget to be social, because I see so many people and they think, this is awesome. You know, look at this makeup. It looks amazing. Like, I should get 1,000 likes on this. This took me 3 hours, you know, whatever it is. I developed this makeup from scratch. I ground the glitter in the neck, you know, whatever they did. And they know how much work went into it. But the thing is that you have to also like other people's pictures. If you want love, you have to give it. You have to like other people's pictures. You have to comment on other people's pictures, you know, share them, follow other people, okay? You have to engage. Just like I mentioned, it's a party, and it's really weird if you go to a party and somebody's like, hey, and you just, like, don't answer them. Like, it's really weird, okay? It's really weird. So even not just in fertile soil, always, you know, wherever you are, I want people to engage and be social and interact, always.
Right. Now, would you say that you had at least 3 don'ts that we shouldn't ever, ever do on social media?
Yes. Let's see. I'm just going to talk off the top of my head, but I don't want to see. I mean, for some people, this might go with their brand, but to me, I would never curse okay? I'm going to say never, but I would really try not to curse because you could be insulting somebody else, okay? Everything that you do in your personal space, it might not be okay for the world to see, okay? Would you want your grandma to see that, okay? You know?
Right.
I would say not to, you know, I see a lot of people using derogatory terms. They might repost a meme that has, and maybe it's funny, okay? Maybe somebody says, well, that's not rude because I am that kind of person, or I'm the person that people would say that about, but you don't know. Somebody else just like you may find that insulting. They might not like those type of words. They might, you know, so why would you drive away potential customers? Okay.
Right.
Some people don't like that. You know, hey, what you do when they get there, that's up to you, but why would you put it out to the world that you're using a derogatory term? Okay, so even if it applies to you, if it's about yourself, now no derogatory terms are applying to me, but that's another story, okay? If you like to refer to yourself as a derogatory term, I would recommend that you don't do that for the world, okay?
Right.
Just a little bit of advice, okay? Let's see. So we talked about cursing. Did we talk about, yeah, cursing, derogatory terms. And I mean, I think I said it, don't forget to be social, right? So many, oh my
right.
gosh, like almost nobody does the comments. No, you guys can actually, especially on Instagram, you can actually go out and find people and bring them to your account, okay, which is what I do all the time. So being social, there is something to be said for that. Like, think about how many times this has happened to you on Instagram. All of a sudden, you get a whole bunch of likes, right, from somebody, and they make all these comments all over your page. And then what do? Automatically, you're intrigued. You're like, who is this person? And you go and you look at their account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, that's what you do. So being social is so huge, and people look at a lot of these celebrities who have this huge following, or maybe, you know, some of the industry professionals that have huge followings, and they're like, they never respond to anybody's comments. Well, guess what? They're not you, okay?
Right.
They're not you, okay? We're going to be social, and we're going to go ahead, and we're going to respond to people. We're going to go engage with our target audience, right? We're going to like, we're going to comment, and we're going to make real comments. We're not going to be like, this is so cool, like not generic. We're going to be like, you know what, that yellow really brings out your eyes, that yellow in that sweatshirt. Oh, my gosh, I have that same sweater. I love that sweater. I wear it every day. I mean, we need real comments because people have these fake comments. You guys have gotten them. They're automated. We need people to know that you're a real person, and it's really you making the comment.
Right.
That was a mouthful, I know. It's got a lot of mouthfuls here.
It's quite all right. Some of the other things that I researched, do's and don'ts, well, some tips, rather, they're do's mm-hmm. and don'ts for keeping your profiles professional. And
okay.
Some of the do's that I've come across are get active on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.
Uh-huh.
They say 94% of recruiters are using LinkedIn to discover talent, while 65%
okay.
are using Facebook, and 55% are on Twitter.
Okay.
Highlight your unique skills and interests.
Okay.
Use correct grammar.
Okay.
Join industry groups and start a discussion. And then some of the don'ts were, don't post inappropriate images.
Yes.
Don't post overly opinionated content.
Right.
Oh, this one right here, I hate when I see this. Don't complain about your current or past employers.
Uh-huh.
Don't be offensive. And don't spend too much time on social media. What do you think about all that?
So it sounds like this is like, it sounds like a lot of these tips were for people that are looking for jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so these are good, but they're a little different, I think, for a lot of the, you know, beauty industry professionals. It's kind of a different environment. Like, I don't know if, like, people who are looking for, a personal makeup artist. Maybe for a movie, I'm sure people are on LinkedIn, but like, let's say for like I said, my girlfriends and I are going to be going out on a night on the town. We want, you know, somebody to come do our makeup. Like, I would never think to go on LinkedIn to, like, look for a makeup artist. Like, I just, you know what I mean? For personal, I wouldn't think that.
Right.
The first place I'm going to go is going to be Instagram.
Right.
Maybe Facebook or Twitter.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did mention, they said LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.
Okay, okay. Yes, but, I mean, to me, the first place I would go is Instagram.
Right.
To me, because if people are using the right hashtags, I'd be able to find the ones close by.
Right.
And I've noticed, I have an observation, okay? I don't know how statistically true this is, but I have noticed, you know, and I'll say this particularly, you know, I noticed in the barber and hair selling community that a lot more people are using Instagram than Twitter.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are pushing their Instagram to their Twitter. Now, when you share directly from Instagram to Twitter, it doesn't share your picture. It's just a link.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
so searching for somebody on Twitter, like a makeup artist, it's not as fun on Twitter.
Right, exactly.
In addition, it cuts off the characters. And so, you know, the most important part might be cut off. Right? The most important part of the actual caption might be cut off. And so,
right.
You know, so for me, that, you know, that, I don't enjoy that as much. so for me, the first place I would go is Instagram. You know, and a lot of times, like I mentioned before, people are going to be looking for the pictures, you know? Now,
yeah,
as far as what you mentioned,
true.
Making your bio great, definitely agree. You should totally tell people what's your specialty. I think you should tell people how they should get in touch with you. Like, what is the way that you want them to get in touch with you? Do you want them to text? Do you want them to DM you? Do you want them to call you? Don't tell them to email you if you never check your email, okay? Don't do that.
Right.
You're going to make somebody mad, okay? You know, and be responsive, you know, but those are some of, you know, I would agree with a lot of that. I would agree with a lot of that. Now to
okay.
the Facebook group though, you can definitely join. There's a lot of local Facebook groups. Like they're not just industry professionals. They're local, maybe small business owners, maybe just, you know, maybe there's, you know, makeup artists in the area, people who are interested in beauty in your area. Maybe they aren't makeup artists. Maybe they like makeup. Who knows?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this, because we were talking about
sure.
earlier, talking about scheduling.
Yep.
Are we allowed to schedule on, because, you know, you can go on Hootsuite and have it set up where it can go to all these other social media accounts at one time, and you can also schedule it. Can you schedule on social media accounts like Instagram and your Facebook like page? Can you schedule on those? Can you schedule your post
yes.
on those pages? And then with Hootsuite, what's the deal with Instagram and Hootsuite?
Okay. Yeah, so Hootsuite, for those of you who don't know, Hootsuite is kind of like it's a social media industry tool. Like it's one of the biggest tools out there for scheduling. Scheduling is just one of the many, many features, one of the most popular features, but what you can do is you can schedule your posts in advance. And I think I've alluded to this a little earlier, but, you know, marketing is too important to your business, especially if you own your own business. It's too important for you not to do it every day, but you're busy. You're doing your business, right? And you need to make sure that you are scheduling in advance and you're making sure that your posts are going out at the best time. There's a different time for everybody, okay? You need to make sure that your things are going out at the best time. So, you know, one of the things, you know, one of the tools that you can use is Hootsuite, okay? Now, Hootsuite is super awesome for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, right? LinkedIn, Google+, your business page on Google+, it works with. Because what you can do is you just upload your content with your caption, any hashtags that you want to use, and it goes out at the time that you tell it. You can do it a month in advance, 2 months, whatever you want to do. You can schedule it all in advance. So it's super cool, huge time saver, productivity, really cool. Now, Instagram, like I mentioned before, Instagram is a little funny because you can't, when you do it on Instagram, you can upload everything and schedule everything in advance. But Hootsuite will not post automatically for you. It will actually, Hootsuite will actually remind you. okay? When you have the app on your phone, it'll pop up, a notification will pop up and say, hey, it's time to post, okay? And so you kind of have to go through a few extra steps to use Hootsuite for Instagram. Excuse me. Yeah, so there are a few other scheduling tools out there. I don't want to mention them on this broadcast just because of the fact. The only reason I don't is technically they're against the terms of service of Instagram, connecting to those scheduling tools, but there are tools that people use for scheduling that are actually like hands-free, set it and forget it. They just work on their own. So there are some out there. Use them at your own risk.
Okay. Right.
Because they are technically against the terms of service of Instagram, okay? I know that was, like, not the answer you wanted, but but true.
Hold on. Right. Talk a little bit about some of the services. I'm turning it on you now. Talk a little bit about some of the services that you offer to, you know, makeup artists, barbers, hairstylists, you know, those professionals in the beauty industry. What are some of the services that you offer to us?
I actually do online classes, so no matter where you are in the world, you can actually log in and take my classes, okay? If you can't be there at the live class, you have access to the replays when you do the live classes. Now, if you purchase one of the online classes, you have unlimited access to the replay. So it's awesome. Any of the updates or anything else, you'll have access to it, okay? I do one-on-one coaching. People can book me. A lot of people like to sit down and say, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and execute, but I need to talk to her about what's the strategy. How do I go about this? What's my look? What's my brand, right? And let's figure out how to connect with the people that I want to. So I do one-on-one coaching sessions. In addition, I've actually just launched this is the first place I'm announcing it. is actually if you go onto my online platform, and I'm switching up, the link is a little bit complicated. I'll send it to you. It's seasonbennett.mykajabi.com. So mykajabi.com. On there, you'll see that I have a membership where it says I want it all. So if you decide, you know, you can go and choose any of the classes on there, the pre-recorded classes. You can choose any of those classes, or if you're like, you know what, I cannot choose, I just want to take all of the classes, then there's actually a membership where you can just pay a monthly fee and you'll have access to all of the online. As long as you're a member, you have access to the classes and any of the new classes that come up. So it's a really awesome thing. I'm really excited about that. I have tons of classes out there, things on how to create your own Snapchat filters. If you want to have your own custom filter for a party or an event, show you exactly how to do that. I mean, just, you know, all the things on Facebook. In detail, you'll see my screen, and you have access to these things. You can watch it on your phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Nice. Now, I mentioned earlier how I first discovered you, you know, on Periscope. And one of the things that I really loved about you, you are so energetic. You know, you held my attention. You know, so when it comes to, you know, those of us who want to do the videos, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's Facebook Live or Periscope or wherever, you know, and especially if we're, you know, we're going to be live and we're going to be on for a while, can you share some tips or some things that we should do to just kind of hold people's attention so that they don't get bored and it's not boring? I know you mentioned earlier if you're going to do a demo, like cut somebody's hair or a makeup artist doing something, let somebody else hold the camera so that you can be engaging and you can answer questions. What else should we be doing?
I think the best thing is to plan ahead. Like, oh my gosh, if I join somebody's live broadcast and they say, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, I'm out of there, okay? I'm gone. I'm like, pew!
Right.
Okay? I mean, I want somebody who is prepared, somebody who is excited, they have some information to share, they have valuable things to tell me. Those are the people's broadcast that I want to join. So if you can plan ahead, and talk about, you know, things of value, I think that there that is everything right there. You talked mm-hmm. about energy, right? So mm-hmm. prior to my life as a social barber, I did a lot of marketing. I started doing all this for my own barbershop, and I started doing this through community service events, right? That's how I started doing social media marketing. I said, hey, we're having a food drive. I got to let people know where to bring the food, right? And so mm-hmm. with that, I sent out press releases, and I actually got a lot of live interviews on the news, on the TV news, right? So
okay.
in person, this energy level might be a little bit weird and intimidating. However, when somebody's watching on camera, it's interesting. It's okay. It's like, be yourself, but just a little bit more you.
Right,
on your live
right.
broadcasts, because it does draw people in. It does keep their attention. Don't be fake. But just whatever you're talking about, if you're passionate, let it show. Like, who cares? Let your hair down a little bit, okay? And just, you know, just be passionate. If you're talking about something you're passionate about, let your enthusiasm show. Let it, it will draw people in automatically.
Nice.
Nice, nice, nice. I love that. I love that. I just want to open up the lines for anybody else out there who have questions. I'll take one more in if there's anybody out there who has a question. And the number is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. If you have a question, make sure you press the option to speak with the host. I'll take one more question before we get off the line here.
Now, Susan, I have a question for you. How
sure.
important do you think videos are in social media, whether it be, you know, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or whatever? How important do you think videos are as opposed to photos?
Oh, my gosh. Videos are totally taking over. And so just, it's, you know, social media is always changing, but right now in so many of the algorithms, Twitter has an algorithm, Instagram has an algorithm, Facebook has an algorithm. And so basically the algorithm decides in what order and how many people will see your post. So right now videos are taking over, okay, like crazy. And so then we have a challenge of how can we make really good quality videos. You know, we have all these places that we can get free stock photos. We've got, all, you know, I give you word swag, you know, all these other tools that you can make great graphics, but now it's like, oh, man, now we got to up the game. Now we got to do videos, right? So here goes my speech about your cell phone, okay? I tell people all the time, I have an iPhone. Right now I have an iPhone 7 Plus. I'm not even going to start talking about that because I love it so much. The pictures are amazing. But I also have an Android, okay? I have an S6. Now, this is the thing, okay? At the end of the day, I don't know why. It's not fair, okay? But I'm just going to keep it real. All of the best apps come out first for iPhone. They come mm-hmm. out first, and they also have better features. I don't know why. I can't tell you. I'm just going to be honest with you, is that even if you're like, okay, well, I just love my Android. That's great. Don't get rid of it, but I'm going to need you to have an iSomething, okay? An iPhone, an iPod, an iPad, something that you can actually download the app for marketing, okay? One of the best video apps out there is iMovie. Oh, my gosh, you can make amazingly professional-looking videos on that free app on your iSomething, okay?
iSomething.
Whether you have it is not available on the Android platform, okay? You cannot get it in the Google Play Store. It's only available for iOS, okay? iMovie, they have it for, you know, if you have a MacBook or something, you can use it. But using it on your phone, being on the go, being able to, you know, produce really good-looking videos is everything. And iMovie really, I mean, you can really do some great stuff with it right there on your phone. Highly recommend.
Wow.
I know
well, there you have
like it.
It
when I say this. They don't like it, but I got to be honest. I got to tell the truth about that.
So marketing is very important to your brand.
Yes.
and we know you like Instagram better than anything else. Where do you see social media rather, going? I mean, I know it's here to stay. But where do you see, because my thing is they're doing everything now. What is left? I mean, I just can't imagine what's next in social media. But do you have any idea or where you think social media could possibly be going in the future?
Well, it looks like, I mean, every time, you know, somebody like me, social media marketing expert or social media manager, right, somebody who does this mm-hmm. at a professional level, you know, comes along with these great scheduling tools. And really, on social media, they want you hanging out live in the, you know, in that time. That is what they really are wanting, it seems. Excuse me. So they're kind of pushing all of the live things. They're thinking about ways that you can't schedule it. They're like, you're trying to get around the system here, you know. So I always think that everything is going to be pushing more towards live and something that's in the moment, something that can't be scheduled in advance. That is really where it seems like it's always going. And the algorithm, they're going to be pushing all of those things forward, things that they know people were not able to schedule. So right. I don't know. It just seems like everywhere we're turning, anybody can have their own reality show. Anybody can, you know, have their own TV show, whatever they want to have. They can just instantly turn on their phone and start broadcasting and have their own audience. And it just seems like that has become such a powerful thing. You know, I was first able to do it on Periscope. That was when it was first introduced to me. But, you know, and everyone's a little different, but it just seems like the whole live broadcasting thing is really, really getting kind of crazy out there.
Right. Right. Well, you know, someone requested me to, I guess, be a friend, I guess is what you call it, on a social media network called SCORP, S-C-O-R-P.
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
I have not.
And they said it was, when I downloaded it, I haven't taken a look at it, but I just downloaded it because I wanted to look at it, and it just says, SCORP, feel free to share your thoughts. Join the conversation with a 15-second video. Now, see, that's what I really don't like. I mean, if I'm going to do a video, I want to have more than 15 seconds to talk.
Right.
I want to go out there and check it out. But, I mean, to me, that's no different than Snapchat, I guess, or
Instagram used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram used to only have 15 seconds, and then it went up to 1 minute, so.
Well, at least that was a little bit better than Vine. You remember Vine?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
That didn't give me any time.
Right, right. Yeah, and then it's always, you know, us ladies, it's a little challenging. We're kind of like, oh, man, I got to go live. I got to put on makeup. I got to do my hair. You know, and I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real. I'm not coming on here without my makeup on, okay? So
right.
I'm not going to do it. If it's somebody else, they want to do their, you know, Bonnet Chronicles, or they want to do, it's not going to be me, okay? I'm sorry. That's just, I'm keeping it real. I wouldn't do that any other time. I'm not going to start doing it on social media, okay?
Right.
And that's me. A lot of people keep saying, oh, just show yourself. And well, I wouldn't go anywhere without makeup myself, so why would I start doing it on social media? No, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree.
If you're natural and fresh, congratulations. You know, that's awesome. Do that if that makes you feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable broadcasting without makeup, so I'm not going to do it.
I don't blame you.
Not going to do it.
I definitely don't. Well, Stephen, it has been so much fun tonight talking with you and just
– yay!
You confirmed some things. I've learned some things. I hope everyone out there who was listening, you know, it found it very informative. I'm going to go and put some of these things to practice that you shared tonight. I think it's always important for our industry to hear these things. So that, like you said, it's about making money, and we should, you know, we can go on social media and have a little fun, but we should also be concerned with how we present ourselves and, just trying to make money.
Exactly. So. That's what it's about. It's the best. Oh, my gosh. It is the best place to connect with new customers. You don't have to look every single person in the eye to, you know, become a fan or to connect with them. So I find it so powerful.
Absolutely. Now, throw out, you know, tell everyone, and I think you said it earlier in the show, but you can do it again, share with everyone how they can follow you on social media.
Oh, sure. Everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, right? You can find me at The Social Barber. On my website is thesocialbarber.com. And if you want to check out any of the classes, if you're kind of like, hey, I need to know how to do something now, you can go to seasonbennett.mykajabi.com. And that's actually the Social Barber Academy. You can find all the classes online right now that you want to take. They're available.
Nice. Thank you so much again, Season.
I just want to say really quickly, Season, I need to talk to you about something after the show. About Hootsuite, about a tool that you gave me, I guess, last year or so.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Cool. All right, so if anyone has any questions for Season, do you just take your questions by social media or will you do email as well?
Yes. I'm sorry. Somebody can email me. You can email me season@thesocialbarber.com. You can DM me on Instagram. I will definitely see your DM. I get tons of DMs, but I definitely see those on Instagram at The Social Barber. That's the best place. Definitely, I would prefer either email or Instagram DM.
Nice. All right. And my sister, if you want to throw out quickly where everyone can follow us. We can't keep it the same everywhere we go. I'm sorry, but... We have to switch it up on some social media outlet.
Yes, you can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. On Twitter, we're Beauty_Talk. And on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. We'll be back next Sunday night with another inspiring and informative show. Same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you again, Season, and thank you for you all who tuned in tonight, and for Dre the Barber in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Thank you for calling in with your questions and your comments. We really, truly do appreciate it. For those of you who will listen on the playback, thank you so much. We know our friends in London and South Africa and Australia will have to catch it on the playback, but thank you guys for your continued support as well. With that being said, everyone have a great night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Has your face felt dry and tight, or does it hold oils like a sponge? If the answer is yes, what you need is a facial. That's right, and not just any facial, but a FaceTox Organic Facial. Listen, the FaceTox Organic Blend, it's free of parabens, it's vegan, and mixed with 100% organic rose water. And this water binds your face and works right away as it slowly begins to dry. You see, when the organic rose is mixed with the FaceTox Blend, it creates a negative charge and will prevent and even draw out your blackheads, reduce the appearance of scars, even skin tone, draw out external toxins, heal and rejuvenate skin tissue, and it will even unclog and shrink your pores. FaceTox is probably the most powerful face mask you will ever use because the benefits to your skin are endless. Listeners of our show can receive a 20% discount by simply using the discount code BEAUTY20. FaceTox organic face masks are perfect for all skin types. So what are you waiting for? Order yours right now at FaceTox.com. Your skin will thank you.